Well, well, well. We see you made it back. That's right. It's time for your favorite podcast, Two Douchebags and a Microphone, live from the historic River Market in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. But only on Tuesdays and sometimes Wednesdays. Otherwise, you get live from the Duck Blind Studio in Wheatland, Missouri, and the Talk Is Cheap Studio from Extreme Southern 10th of the Kansas City Metroplex and the surrounding areas. Let's grab a seat and see what kind of garbage they throw at us today. Enjoy.
Welcome again. We're happy you chose us. Come on in. Wash yourself off. Would you enjoy a bourbon and Coke? There's a liquor store down the road. If you go, I need rolling papers. Well, since you're here, let's get this daily douchebag pledge out of the way. All right, bitches, swing your hips and pelvic thrust. Shout it out with me. I, Joe or Jane Listener, promise to download every podcast. I, Joe or Jane Listener, promise to make all friends, family members, and workmates download this show. I, Joe or Jane Listener, promise to grab idle computers, work computers, friends' computers, community computers, and other assorted phones and listening devices and download the show from there. I, Joe or Jane Listener, will download the show and constantly barrage everyone with show name and platforms. I, Joe or Jane Listener, promise to wear a chicken costume and scream the show's name from my front yard. And finally, because of our 13-year-old boy humor, we must go to Noblick, Cooter, Licking, in Uranus, Missouri to take selfies with the designs. If you go to Uranus, go to the Fudge Factory. Yes, there's a Fudge Factory in Uranus. No joke.
Here at Two Douchebags and a Microphone, we don't stand behind our journalistic integrity. Go ahead and assume we got the story wrong. At least we admit it. Not like all those other guys, we can and will lie if it makes the story better.
Two douchebags and a microphone.
We talk Kansas.
Hey there. We all have those annoying coworkers that do nothing. There's nothing we can do about it because HR departments are running scared of loggers. So we have to work with these worthless pieces of garbage. But we have to communicate about them without them knowing about it. Here at Two Douchebags and Microphone, we developed a way that you can speak about them right in front of them without them knowing about it. Stay tuned.
Cordless only works 40 minutes. E.T. always wants to go home. Kit Kat always taking a break. Muffler always exhausted.
Seaweed floats around all day. Sensor light only works when someone walks by. Wheelbarrow only works when pushed.
Hey peeps, it's time for the police blotter. That's right, stories about stupid criminals and the dumbassness that ensued. Let us begin now.
An Ohio man was arrested after authorities said he mistakenly sent a baggie of crystal meth through a tube at a bank drive-thru last week. Jason G. Smith, 46, was cuffed on December the 3rd. After a swift investigation in to an unexpected deposit he made at the bank in Woodsfield, Ohio, according to a press release from Monroe County Sheriff's Office. Smith drove away from the bank without realizing his mistake. An employee reported the baggie he left. He was picked up on a drug charge soon after.
Hey, look, I think we found land. Oh my God, I think we're safe. Oh no! It's the island of horrible jokes.
Elevator music is horrible. On so many levels.
And now we look in on the adventures of the technical explanation guy.
Why, excuse me, my dear sir. Could you please direct me to the nearest self-employed person in a motorized vehicle that will transport me where I ask them to in exchange for money and a tip?
Do you mean an Uber ride?
Well, yes. Yes, I do mean an Uber ride.
Then just say an Uber ride, you dumb motherfucker. And why are you constantly following me around asking me stupid questions? Fucking idiot.
douchebags and a microphone. I'm Mark here in the Kansas City area at the Talk Is Cheap studio, and here are my fantastic goat noises.
And I am Rob here in Wheatland, Missouri, home of the magnificent Lucas Oil Speedway and Water Track, and also home of Jicamo Country Store, where you can find all your needs, including a selfie with the green Sinclair dinosaur in the Duck Blind Studio. Wah,
wah. That's with a huge penis, the dinosaur. Yes.
Huge penis.
Yes.
All right, and this is Topher. I'm in the newly renamed Paisley Possum Studios. I'm proud to announce that I've gotten most of the spiders killed, and it's actually be kind of nice down here.
So. Was it?
Topher, I understand. I'm in a loft at a 120-year-old house. Okay, I understand.
So now,
I'm looking at my dauber nest.
Topher, didn't it used to be called something else besides Possum? Something.
Yeah, I started out with the No Filter Studio.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then I discovered somebody else already has that.
Bastard.
So, I changed it to the Awkward Possum Studio because I like possum.
That works.
And then just today I decided to rename it to Paisley Possum Studio after my little dog whose name is Paisley.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and she's named after Brad Paisley, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool. Right on. Okay.
He's a hell of a guitar player. Even if you don't know the country, you gotta listen to this guy.
No, I do know this. Yeah, I've always liked Brad Paisley.
Yeah, he's one of those underrated guys because most of the rock world doesn't pay attention to him.
But he's got
an overdrive pedal, so he must be good.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, I'm going to start off with my monologue, then we're going to go to Rob, and then we're going to go to you. Sound good?
Cool.
Sounds good.
All right. All right, with the release of the Epstein files, you owe your favorite conspiracy theorist an apology, including me. Secondly, if we don't make a stand as Americans, we're doomed. We cannot let all this looting, theft, and pilfering, gerrymandering, and constant diversion stay as it is. The Clintons both were called for testimony as part of the huge Lolita Island bust. I'm personally appalled at the number of idiots that still support these two crooks. And this is non-denominational. I'm not Democrat or Republican, either one. This is fucking decency and common sense, people. Decency and common sense. It doesn't have a D or an R in front of it. So... They're called to testify, and they're not doing it as far as I know. I remember plain as day, Slick Willie on his pulpit chastising the public about not having sexual relationship with that woman, later to be impeached. That says a lot right fucking there. So, people trust it. Okay, so how about that perverted piece of shit, Bill Gates? No wonder his wife got away with him with a fortune. This garbage can of an alleged human being was trying to slip his wife antibiotics to cover up his infidelity. People trusted this asshole with a vaccine? How in the fuck did this nerdy shitbag get in charge of everybody's health? How did that happen? Anybody have an answer?
Well, I think the Netherlands kind of got included in more than everyone else because I believe the Netherlands has just indicted Bill Gates for false and misleading statements about the COVID vaccine.
Oh, I'll have to look that up. Thank you. Thank you, Topher.
Yeah, I've been getting quite a bit of fake news in my feed, but this one looks like it might be true.
I hope so. I mean, this guy, he couldn't even get it out of the way of chlamydia or whatever filth he brought home to his wife. And they trusted him. Actually, it was probably fucking Biden and Fauci are probably the ones that let him in on it. So, anyhow, the former Prince Andrew was shockingly arrested with this was fallout from the Epstein Island. Yeah, that piece of shit, too. On February, I know I'm a little serious and a little dark, but all this shit needs to be said. Okay.
Okay. On February 19, 2026, the former Prince Andrew, Andrew Montebanen, Montebanen, Windsor, or whatever the fuck it is, was arrested, some obnoxious-ass name, was arrested by police on suspicion of misconduct in public office. The arrest relates to allegations that he shared confidential information with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein while serving as a UK trade envoy. He was released from custody the same day while investigations continue. So, now, not only do I want convictions, but all the sensitive information that the creep gathered to honeypot high-profile people, who was behind it? What country do we owe a huge ass-kicking to, is what I'm saying. Where did this come from? It didn't come from Epstein. He had orders from above him. Who are those pieces of shit, and who do we have to go find and lynch that motherfucker, or all of them? Is this the elite? Is this the deep state? Is this all these fucks that we've heard about for so long? Another conspiracy theory that we probably owe another apology to? Anybody have any idea on that? Any thoughts?
I would not be surprised that this was definitely an international kind of thing, something above
yes.
country level. You know, I don't think any country or union of countries really is in charge. I think it's people who are kind of on the outside of all of this
mm-hmm.
with the money and the power to influence. And I think all of what we see is the puppet show.
Right. And
yeah.
I agree. I believe it's worldwide. It's not just here. It's worldwide.
Yeah, it's much above just the United States.
Yeah,
it's above everything.
All of our pay grade.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I get the feeling like Bill Gates and Fauci and some of these other types are probably a part of this, possibly, of this upper regimen or whatever, if you will, this shadow government, whatever. Do what?
I said could be. Hell, they had to have doctors for diseases and stuff.
Yeah. Yep. That's true.
You know, they had to have some type of doctors in the area. Think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I got. So, anyhow, you guys continue. Go into what you guys want to talk about, and we'll come back around. Okay?
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off on a lighter note.
Okay. That's cool.
Damn, dude. You started out harder than I thought you were going to.
Well, all right. I've been wanting to do this for a while, and I thought with Topher aboard, it'd probably be the perfect opportunity to. So
I know you have, yeah. Well, this is out of Pulaski County, Missouri.
Okay.
This is down around Fort Leonard Wood, St. Robert area.
Yeah.
Waynesville.
Okay.
Okay, you know where I'm talking about. Okay.
Yep.
Officials have connected with a person of interest regarding recent adult store thefts in Pulaski County. The Pulaski County Sheriff's Office identified a juvenile in connection with the Lion's Den thefts, who deputies have nicknamed Booty Bandit.
Okay.
This is no joke. The department requested the public's help in identifying the person in a January 25th social media post where they reported that the suspect had stolen women's undergarments and a life-size silicone booty from the Buckhorn, Missouri business.
Wow. That's pretty good.
He hit the Lion Den several times. That's not curiosity. That's premeditated booty behavior, the department added. On Thursday, the department updated that a search warrant was served for a juvenile suspect, and several of the stolen items were recovered. However, the silicone booty remains missing.
I want that back. Maybe you should just leave that where it is.
Yeah, see, the funny thing is I have ties to that area, and that makes it so much funnier.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's shitty.
That's beautiful.
What you got, Topher?
Interesting. While I was looking up some stuff for tonight's podcast, I ran into something that I actually haven't experienced before, and that is a story on the web changing in the span of a couple hours. I clicked this link earlier to this story and went and read the story, and then about a half an hour ago, I got on the web browser again, and the link was still purple. You know how they turn purple when you've already clicked?
Yeah.
And I got to the story, and the story's different.
Oh, wow.
Got some things removed from it that I've never seen that before. It's where I looked at the same story later, and it looks exactly the same. The layout's the same. The picture's the same. Everything is just, there's a couple paragraphs missing. They're just not there.
That is weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
So someone went in there and edited in the time that you were gone and came back to it.
Yep.
Fuck.
That's great. I know.
Wow.
So it's like, it, even, you know how they used to say if it's on the internet, it's there forever? Well, yeah. No, it ain't.
No.
No, it ain't.
Wow.
That's kind of scary. And it,
that's scary as hell.
Something I've noticed is that since the Epstein files came out, I've noticed a big upsurge in the fake news stories getting my news feed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm used to getting one or two.
I have too.
It's gone up, and they're trying to make sure we can't trust what we see.
Yes.
Or maybe right. So jaded, it's like, I don't know what to believe. I don't believe anything. So this is psychological warfare to soften the blow of the Epstein files.
I agree.
And guess what? And guess what? Now the UFO files get released.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything to bring us away from that.
All of a sudden.
Yep.
Couldn't do it for all these years. And then suddenly, everybody's wanting convictions. And it's like, hey, looky over there. Look at the UFO files. They just came open.
Yeah.
They fell on the ground and broke open. What the fuck?
Yeah. Same thing they've been doing for years. My opinion.
Maybe one of these days they'll need a distraction and we'll get all the Kennedy assassination files opened up.
Oh, yeah, those are next.
We might.
Well, Trump did promise to do that, actually. He did promise to do that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He said he's going to open up all the files. Yeah. Mm. Yep, even the pedophiles. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Oh, what?
On the Bill Gates thing I mentioned earlier, I went ahead and looked it up, and this also has got the smell of fake news, because the thing I saw was RFK Jr. giving a speech about how Bill Gates is under indictment by the Netherlands. So here I looked it up a little deeper, and it turns out this is from about 2 years ago, and it's a civil lawsuit, not a criminal indictment.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
There's like a tiny little piece of truth behind it, but that's all it is a couple years ago he was hit with a civil suit, and he tried to get it dismissed and lost that motion. But who knows where the process is now.
Yeah.
In late 2024, it said a Dutch court ruled that it has international jurisdiction to hear the civil case. So now it can move forward in the Dutch legal system. So who knows where it is in the process.
Well,
Gates lawyers are trying to do everything to slow it down.
Oh, I'm sure. So, like, if that sets a precedent, then that's going to be interesting to see where that goes. More people could probably sue him.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
International law may be the way to come after these people. It's like, the way to bring down organized crime at the beginning was to hit them with tax evasion.
Yes. So
that was their way in. That was the weakness in their armor. Maybe international law is the way to start getting people that you can't get within the country.
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I I had some faith in the American public, and I'm trying not to lose faith that this, yeah. everything going on right now is such an outrage that people are going to demand better.
Yeah. We still need to see some people getting arrested and prosecuted, though.
That's the problem.
Yes.
Yeah, there's just none of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of this is for nothing.
Wait out our interest in it. Like, we just keep stalling them. They'll eventually lose interest and we won't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, it goes deeper than that, because I've been watching a lot of reels of this guy that he got a 23-year prison sentence for beating up pedophiles and killing them.
Oh,
gosh.
And okay. he got out, and now he's doing good, and he still uses that, but he goes with social media now instead of actually beating them, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yeah, and he covers a lot of people. It's ridiculous. And he comes up with actual facts, actual news articles, actual... You know, people, interviews, and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. But, yeah, I'm totally against...
Libel or slander means that he's probably telling the truth, you know?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yep.
And then I've been watching this other guy that he tells what it's like to be in prison, you know, as a pedophile, and a lot of them don't live within a week. You know, a lot of them die.
I think it depends on the severity of their crimes. You know,
right.
if they're like touching a 3-year-old, yeah. they're probably most likely dead within the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go into that, how that happens, but yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of them meet their demise via like a sink top or something, you know.
Yeah, a lot of things, yeah.
Yeah, because I used to build stuff called security ware, and that is all stainless steel toilets and drinking fountains and all that go in prisons. Well, every now and then, they get someone beat to death on one of them. They would either tear it out of the wall because the guy was big and strong, or he would take the person's face and smash it against the metal until there wasn't any life left in him. That was two ways that I knew about firsthand, because we had to replace those toilets and those drinking fountains.
Yeah, I'm not going to go in. Yeah, you do your research if you really want to know how it happened.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but yeah.
Yeah.
It
so,
happens. Yeah, I'm totally against pedophiles. I really am.
Yeah, so. And if they were convicted of it, and if that's what happened, I don't necessarily feel bad for them. You know.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, but, you know, if they didn't do it and they got murdered in such a way, then that's too bad. So, anyhow. All right, well, should we take our first break, guys, and then we'll come back with emails and then some ass paddlings?
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
All righty. We will be right back.
Next up, things overheard in hell.
Hurry up. Kim Jong-un is playing Santa at the mall again this year. Yay!
This is Joshua Belmont, your food for thought man on the hustle.
Today, we need to focus on the genius Franklin Harris for inventing the jukebox override. Some dumbass puts down 100 on the Melvins to last all night? No worry, thanks to Mr. Harris. Just put in a buck a song to override shitty music and you can be the hero. Mr. Harris, not many stop to admire your fine work, but we do here at Two Douchebags and a Microphone. Thank you, Mr. Harris, for being a patriotic, great human being.
Your mama's so fat, she uses Google Earth to take a selfie.
Hey, all you ginger snaps. It's time for the douchebag question of the week. Turn all answers into two douches at mail.com. Spell out the number 2. Send in your replies, or Rob will find you. He is waiting for the word. Don't be bashful, you'll get yourself hurt.
What if you uncovered and decoded a final warning from superior beings from outer space? Would you warn the people of their soon-to-be demise? Or would people be way too irresponsible and would go crazy and preventing you from coming forth.
4 out of 5 people surveyed said that 2 douchebags and a microphone podcast are more entertaining than a gum infection. The 5th one called the cops, and we had to leave.
Hey there, fuckstick. You're just in time for brand new feature news nobody gives a shit about.
A man in Manitoba, Canada, collects rat traps. He now has 3,421.
Have you ever wondered where something came about? Have you ever looked at something and said, hmm, I wonder what the origin of that is? Well, so have we. That's why we give you the origin of...
This is the origin of Rob Rad's loincloth. Rob used to strip in a nightclub called McCock's on the city's east side. Rob was the only completely nude dancer at the club. The other dancers were jealous of Rob making all the cash and made him use a loincloth to dance with. Rob soon had to wear his loincloth daily. He found out that he could get out of traffic tickets, sell vinyl siding, and pick up hotties at the come and go. Rob now wears his loincloth everywhere except work. Sparks plus pubic hair equals to bad things.
Oh Lord, that man just sawed a puppy in half.
Hey there, don't worry, I have a clown nose.
Oh no, that drunk guy just hit my child.
It is okay, I have a clown nose.
Clown nose, just put one on and you can do anything. Want to run for office? Murder people in public? Just grab a clown nose and bam, everyone laughs.
Clown noses are sold at gag stores online and pedophile conventions. Grab one today and make magic happen.
Two douchebags and microphone. I'm Mark. Anyhow, we're getting ready to do some emails.
Yeah, and I'm Rob.
I'm sober.
All right.
We're all here.
I don't know why I did it like that. I apologize, guys. I don't know. So, all right.
I was waiting for our whole intro. No, we didn't do that. No.
I kind of figured since there's 3 of us, why do that again? But you know,
yeah, it takes up too much time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, anyhow.
Especially mine.
Yeah, Hickamo's Country Store, where you can find all your needs, plus a selfie with the green Sinclair dinosaur, who I just added had a huge penis as of last show. He has a giant penis. All right, okay, first email.
When I think about it, I think dinosaurs probably had, like, enormous ones, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. You know what, you're right. So, yeah, you know what, that's just common sense.
No, actually, the top of his head's probably about 6 foot tall, so.
There's this old guy I used to work with that used to make fun of the Union Steward all the time. This Union Steward was this big guy, and he used to walk up there and go, "Can you believe that big man has such a small penis?" he would constantly fuck with him. He'd go, here he goes, "Look at his arms." He goes, "That guy doesn't have a dick to save his life." And he'd point down at his penis and go, "There's nothing there." Oh, geez. Yeah, it was funny. It was funny to watch, unless you were the person getting ridiculed him. Anyhow, his name was Gary, and he got ridiculed by the guy a lot. And the guy that ridiculed him, name was Bill. I didn't say last names. Doesn't fucking matter. All right. Actually, one of them's dead. The other one, I don't know. All right. First email. Hey, guys. I saw an article where the simple hand gestures we use day to day might have originated from secret code on Epstein Island. I saw the heart shape we make out of our fingers was used to signify that the person was into little girls. What do you think? Rossington in Dallas. Ross, thank you. One of our better emails.
Ross, thank you for one.
I looked it up, and supposedly that's where it started. I looked it up in 3 different sources. Yeah, the heart meant that, hey, I want little girls at my place or whatever, you know, wherever they were in their shack or wherever they stayed on the island. And then the other one I forgot what it was, but it wasn't like a little heart shape. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was, that would signify they were into little boys. And also they had another one that I didn't know about. Hot dogs and pizza. Pizza was little girls. Hot dogs was you were into little boys. And and I read some transcripts.
Well, that's what they meant by a pizza party.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that fucked up? So, yeah, Ross. Oh. Ross, thank you, Ross. You are royalty. He
thank
sends
you,
the best emails. I swear, he is
he
on
does.
It. Thank you, Ross.
You know that really goes to show that the evil hides in plain sight. You know they showed everyone their hand signals and told us it meant something else, so they could hide in plain sight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? And then I forgot, we mentioned this on one of the podcasts at the City Market, but you remember the movie, I didn't, but they said the greatest accomplishment Satan ever did was convincing people that he didn't exist.
Yeah, I think that was in the movie Usual Suspect.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, actually that's true.
Yeah, no, it's true. That's the greatest achievement.
Yeah,
well, actually, the Mafia did it, too.
That's something that's been around for a while.
Yeah, it has.
Right.
The Mafia did it, too. They go, it doesn't exist. There's no such thing. It's made up. They got away with it for years, too. And then they finally, you know, like you said, tax evasion was their weakness. They attacked that, and they got them all in prison. And everyone started narking on each other is where it really went awry. Is before... people would take their sentence and they would not tell. Now, they'll start telling, they'll start ratting on people, and that's how come it crumbled like it did. It's still around, but not like it was. So, all right, next one.
It wasn't
since
just organized crime like that, it was everybody started looking for themselves and not caring about loyalty. Everybody.
No, you're right. It is not just organized crime. Thank you, Topher. You're right. Yeah, it is everything. There's no loyalty in anything anymore, and that's part of the problem. All right. Since I spilled the beans that you're going to be joining us on this podcast, you got a welcome one right here, Topher.
Oh, cool.
Topher, welcome back. We miss you on the Douchebags, although the alternative universe show was pretty solid. Tanya in Burlington. It was solid, wasn't it?
That's awesome. It was. I listened to it, guys. I really enjoyed it.
I did.
Good doing it. That felt like it was you know, some good work. I was really happy to do that. And thank you so much for the email, Tanya. That means a lot.
And Burlington
never sends me email anymore. This is really cool.
Well, the thing that bothers me is we hardly get any for the other two podcasts. They're all geared to here, but we have our regulars that email us here.
Yeah, we do.
So
this
would be a good opportunity for them to start emailing about the other ones, too. We'd like a little feedback on that, so if you could give us Creeps and Alternative Universe feedback, please do. Joe and Jane Listener. The same one that do the pledge.
Tell them that if they don't give us feedback, then we'll just presume we're doing it perfectly and nothing will change.
You guys don't want that, do you? You don't want that. Let us know what we're doing wrong.
I listened to you guys for months over something over that. No. Tell them they're doing a great job, everybody, please.
Yeah, please. All right. The next one, Rob. Oh, this is good. Okay, Rob, I have a wheelbarrow that needs tack welded on the frame. Could you take it to your work and fix it for me? Please and thank you, you're the best. Alan in Camdenton.
Bring it out by the airport. We're right next door to the airport.
There you go, Alan in Camdenton. You're going to get your... At least they're not asking us for a rigatoni recipe. Like they have been.
Yeah, or a Fender for a 57 Bel Air or something. Yeah,
or what was the funniest one? The Gremlin? They wanted a front bumper for a Gremlin?
Yeah, a Fender for a Gremlin.
For a Gremlin, that was it. It fucking worked.
In Camden, I work just outside of Camden. Yes, I work in a steel shop. We have welds. Come on down.
There you go, Alan in Camdenton.
We leave at 4. We leave at 4 o'clock after four, forget it.
You better get your ass down there, Alan.
We're gone.
You get your wheelbarrow fixed up.
Come between 12 and 12:30 when I'm on lunch. I'll do it right there and then.
Bring beer and weed. I added that.
Yeah. No, not to work. Not to work.
Okay. Afterwards. All right, next one. Where's the ass paddlings? Bring them back, please. Sunny in Maine. Well, Sunny, we have a treat for you right after this. And no, I did not make this up or nothing. This came before, right? No. Actually, you suggest us all doing ass paddlings, Rob, a few days ago? This came right after that. And I was like, wow, what timing. So, yes, Sonny, you're in luck.
It was after our last episode.
Yes. Yep.
I thought it was like Thursday. Yeah, last time we recorded was Wednesday. Thursday, I was thinking, man, the three of us together would be perfect time for ass paddling.
We're each going to have five. We're deviating from it a little bit. We're each going to have five. So you're getting 15 ass paddlings instead of 10. So there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking about bonus. Yeah. And it's all free.
Oh, and hey, I've already talked to Jeannie. Jeannie's cool with everything.
Oh, good.
He's just glad to see us together again.
Well, maybe Topher can testify to me that when we ran into the Jeannie on the beach, we were not holding hands like Rob and his brother, the Duke, said we were. Topher?
No, we were not.
See? I told you. All right. Next one.
Yeah,
Rob.
Actually, you had one end of a long scarf, and I was holding the other end of that long scarf.
Yes, that's what it was. By the way, I just thought of something since we're talking about possible mandates and all that. Okay. I guess, Topher, are you still in for WASP in Tulsa with me?
Yeah. Cindy was wondering if we wanted to just go as two couples, and then you and I can go to the concert, and the gals can hang back and party at the hotel.
That's a great idea. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that later. The reason I brought it up here is Rob. Are you going to join us?
No, not WASP, but I am going to spring for the Triumph and April Wine tickets.
Okay, they're really, really expensive now.
Yeah, for the four of us.
Okay.
So you got two concerts coming, buddy.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm really curious to see how that Triumph concert turns out. You see the news stories that it's going to be great or whatever, but, I want to hear from somebody who's actually there.
Yeah.
Right. Is that, and... Yeah, they're pricey. They really are. They are pricey.
The last I checked, $350 a piece.
Yeah.
And this was way back there. So, and we'll talk about it later. All right, the next one. Rob, could you embroider a couple of flying bat suits, please? I want to solve crime in my spare time. Mitch, Lake Freeman, Massey Creek Division, Volunteer Fire District Number 2.
Okay, Mitch. Since you are ongoing, I will agree to embroider one.
Since
you're here all the time, I will agree to embroider one.
Rob is an expert.
You gotta step it up.
There you go, Mitch. Rob is an expert embroider, aren't you, Rob?
Yes, I am.
He won many, many competitions, and he does it in his loincloth, and he can also do it with his feet, which sometimes you don't want to look down when he's doing it with his feet in his loincloth. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. It gets a little drafty.
Princess has already witnessed that. She said never again.
So there you go, Mitch. You get your flying bat suit. Are you going to do it with your feet, or are you going to do it with your hands, embroider his bat suit?
This is Mitch. You never know what I'm going to do it with, and I'm going to leave it right there.
There you go, Mitch. You're getting one. Just be happy. And then finally, oh, this one's cool. I play bass. Does that make me a loser? Gabriel in Topeka. I say yes. What do you say?
Hell no. I love bass players.
I do too, but since he asked, I'm going to go ahead and call him a loser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, since he had to ask. Yeah, you got a point.
Yep,
there.
Yep, yep, loser. What's your vote, Topher?
Well, see, I'm a drummer, and the drummer and the bass player have to have a special relationship, so I'm going to say he's not, because if he's a loser, that means I'm a loser too.
Okay, I take mine back then. I take mine back. Damn it.
See, I was borderline, but he had me when he had. You're right. Okay. There's something there.
Gabriel, you've been saved. You got a lifeline from Topher. You're not a loser. All right, that's the end of the emails, and they were pretty fucking good this time, weren't they?
Oh, yes, they were.
So, all right, we have this little thing we call ass paddlings. So, I got to go into the story, and then we can, whoever wants to start it off, Kim, we'll go to that here in a minute. But this all started, Topher and I were on a little mini vacation, and we were walking on the beach, not holding hands, we're holding a scarf, each end of the scarf. And I smacked my toe on something. I'm like, ah, fuck. And Topher goes, that looks like a genie bottle. And I made fun of him. That's not a genie bottle. I walk over there and I go, that's a genie bottle. And Topher goes, yeah, no shit. So I'm like, hey, pop it open. A genie comes out. He hated us. He could not stand us. He's very condescending. And Topher and I are like, ha, we get three wishes. He goes, no, you guys watch way too much TV. He said, you get one wish. One wish only. And he said, I'd be really wise with it. Like maybe, you know, world hunger, solve that. Maybe pollution, end of war. But Topher and I looked at each other and we said, hey, we want to ass paddle people naked. Or not naked, but invisible. But it's got to be,
well,
you know, barely. Yeah, yeah, it could be both. This is true. Naked ass paddling. There we go.
I pray to God the Duke hears that.
I hope so too. So, this is how we got indoctrinated into paddling people's asses. And so, and then we went into inanimate objects, which I have a couple on the list. So this is how it all started. And it's, Old Sparky is a replica of the Cass Midway, paddle that used to be administered in my bottom quite often. Because I was that type of a student, you know, I deserved this regularly. It had big holes in it and a long stock. And the big holes were so that way that old fat fucking piece of shit principal, God rest his soul, it would gather extra air because he had a hard time moving his fat fucking hands and his fat arms through the air. So he smacked me pretty good with that. So this is a replica of Old Sparky that used to hang, I don't know if it still does, I haven't been there in a while, Cass Midway's trophy case next to the football trophies. Is Old Sparky hanging there as a reminder of what was? So,
wow.
Yeah, they were pretty proud of that. And I'm pretty sure I did have to sign it because I had it over three times. If you had that administered to you over three times, you had to sign it, and my name was on there. So, anyhow,
that
who won?
Surprised me a bit.
Oh yeah. Actually, right now my ass is trembling. It remembers. It's like it's got PTSD. All right.
Oh, I know.
All right. So, who's going to start off said ass paddlings? Go ahead.
Topher.
Like do one,
should
go around, or
yeah, one at a time.
Okay, well, my first one on my list is a guy named Jochen Sykes. He's the former CEO of Harley Davidson, and he's the one responsible for pretty much destroying the culture of Harley Davidson and making it pretty much impossible to buy one and own one as a regular driver. I mean, you got to be a rich asshole in order to afford them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Jochen Seitz is responsible for screwing up Harley culture big time. He's gone now, but the damage he did remains.
Yeah, they'll never recover.
Yeah, like I said, I listened to that episode the other day, so yeah, I agree with you.
Yep. Very good. All right, Rob.
Okay, I'm going to start off with AT&T. After my dealings with them. I mean, I did not have a problem with them until I tried to drop them. And it was only because I could not get service here. You know, it was nothing personal, but then I ended up paying 4 months extra because they wouldn't drop my service. They get an ass battle.
Hey, how about the Hall of Fame? Hall of Fame? Hall of Fame for both of them?
Another bill next month.
Okay. All right. All right. Mine is former Prince Andrew. As if pedoism isn't enough, now treason?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That does that is the definition of treason, is what he's done. Oh, new guy, after this segment, he will explain to you whether former Prince Andrew can get the death penalty for treason nowadays in the UK. So anyhow, already grimacing, new guy, fuck you.
If he's in a bad mood.
He's in a bad mood.
At least it's not against us.
Oh, he's over there sulky now. He's got to do a little work. All right. All right. Go ahead, Topher. Next one.
I said my next ass paddling is for Journey guitar player Neil Sean. For using a backing track for his solo and then lying about it and then not even being able to mine his own stupid recorded solo. He did such a bad job of miming the recording.
Okay.
It just became really obvious that he was playing to a backing track.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if you're going to do that, tell the truth and say, all right, backing track, no big deal. But to lie about it, yeah, ass paddling.
Yep.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Agreed, 100%. That's a very good ass paddling.
And everybody has to remember, there's all three of us tonight.
Yeah. So. I love the way this is going. Yep. Neil's ass is going to be burning.
Okay, my number two. Actually, I've got a double here.
Okay.
They're brothers.
Okay, good.
I'm going with Jake and Logan Paul.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
I mean, Jake's girlfriend's making crap at the Olympics, you know, making a scene. All they do is make a scene. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very good one.
If I don't know how to fight, that's why we have to be invisible. So.
Yeah, that is why. I agree. Well, my next one is an inanimate object, and that's just kind of the weird mood I was in when I did this. Old razor blades, because I have a couple of scars on my face because of that.
Yeah.
So yeah. Old razor blades getting ass paddling, and I'm putting them in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, they
it's
deserve
not fair
it.
It's unfair that you can look at them and can't tell that they're dull. You have to actually start slicing your face off.
Exactly.
Right.
That's exactly right. What I did. I sliced my face off.
I did that just last night. I did.
Oh, man. And it doesn't matter how much shaving cream you use. It does not matter. It still just fucking murders your face. Ugh.
Yep.
Ugh. All right. Topher?
Let's see. My next one is the actor Noah Wiley. He's got this show out called The Pit, which takes place in a emergency room in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he's being such a total prick on the show that other actors and members of the crew are risking their own jobs and income to tell people what a childish, demanding prima donna he is, and nobody can stand him anymore.
Wow.
That's got to be pretty bad if you're starting to tell people and risk your own job on the show, or risk the show being
canceled
or whatever.
They're sick of him. Wow.
Yeah.
Good one. Good one.
mind there, actually.
Nice guy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does. Okay, my next one is Bad Bunny for his halftime show.
Oh, yeah, love it,
love it. Gotta go there, guys.
Okay. yep, I agree, 100%. And also, we could even put, like, some Spanish writing on Old Sparky, right? Like, ouch, this is going to hurt or something.
Get the Spanish teacher to write something on there.
Or this isn't the first time your bottom was impacted.
Or do they have a Spanish teacher?
That would work. Your bottom is used to getting jolted. We know this. All right, my next one is socks that you only have one of. I just had to go through my drawer,
and
every fucking one I'm getting ass paddling. There's no reason the other one should have disappeared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You put them in there together, they shouldn't come back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, is it God playing a trick on us?
But they're like kids.
Yeah, yes.
Seriously.
Where is that
come
little
back
bastard?
Together, they come back separately. Come on.
As soon as I throw them away, the other one.
I was going to say, you should be able to, like, take five or six unmatched socks, throw them in the dryer, and take out one new pair of underwear or something.
Yes. Yeah. Exchange it. Yeah. I'm for that. I could go for that. That would work.
Yeah.
All right, Topher?
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to nominate Nick Mars because he made such a big deal about the lawsuit against Monty.
Oh, yeah.
He trashed their name and reputation, and then it wound up being totally his own fault. He was totally in the wrong, and he's also robbed us of the joy of hating on Nikki and Tommy Lee.
That's my biggest issue, is I can't hate on those two over that. Yeah. Yeah, we were so in Mick Mars. Yep. Yep, I know, they were right.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It is a shame because Nikki and Tommy lend quite of an assortment of areas where we can make fun of them, but on this one we can't because I think Mick Mars might be going senile or something.
Kind of wonder, and you know, of course, he's going to find the lawyer who will take his money, even if there's no possibility that he's going to win the case.
Oh yeah, and but, I also. Go ahead.
I was going to say earlier today, I saw a story from like a year or two ago about it, and early on in the process, Motley Crue's only comment was that Mick Mars was delusional, and it seems like he really was. Because, you know, the contract he signed is his own clause that he wanted to put in there, and he got on the wrong end of it, but there you go.
Yeah, that's what led me to think that maybe he's senile. Might have signed it with a good mind, but then later on, a few years later, he didn't have a good mind, and he breached it. So, yeah, pretty interesting stuff. And also, I think Mick Mars might be running out of money, too, actually, because he's had like three or four divorces and a lot of legal proceedings, and it seemed to me like that might have been a desperate claw to get money.
Well, just paying the lawyers for that lawsuit alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that wasn't cheap.
For their legal fees, too.
Yeah. That wasn't cheap.
No. And it's too bad, too, because I'm still a Mick Mars fan, but not, I mean,
be a fan of his music.
Yeah, loved his guitaring. He was he's kind of like Malcolm Young. He wasn't anything special, but everything he did sounded so good.
Right.
Yeah, so.
You know, I'm guessing that even on a 5% income instead of 25%, I'm betting he can still live a pretty decent middle-class life. It's not like he's going to be in a cardboard box scraping in dumpsters.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I just think that he's accustomed to his lifestyle, and he wants to keep... This is just me thinking, looking at it from a surface. I think he might have been trying to get a little bit more money out of the cash cow. So, anyhow. All right, Rob?
Okay, next. This goes along with my last one. I got asked out of the NFL for allowing the Bad Bunny halftime show.
I agree.
Seriously. I mean, come on.
Makes sense,
that
Rob.
That was the only part of the... I caught one quarter of a Chiefs game this year. And then I went to my cousin's. I had to beg my cousin to allow me to watch Bad Bunny on his TV. I literally had to beg him. He was going to shut off. And that's what I got. I said, dude, you should have just fucking shut off. Because I figured we'd want something to talk about on the podcast.
Well, yeah.
I had nothing to talk about on the podcast. Because I couldn't understand a word he said,
I remember that, too.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what to say. I didn't understand a fucking word. Well.
I begged my cousin to allow me to watch it on his TV. Just a halftime show. That's the only NFL I've caught this year.
Well, I never did catch the ratings.
I'm like, why? Why did I beg you to put it?
I thought it was interesting that the NFL decided to, instead of having a halftime show that was in the language only part of the audience understood, they decided to have it in a different language that only part of the audience understood.
Good point.
What did they accomplish?
Nothing.
Seriously.
They accomplished pissing off Joe Fan. The average fan is mad. That's what they did.
To be honest, guys, I'm tired of the hip-hop scene. I want to see some rock. I want to see some country. Let's get a mix up there, And a lot of people are begging for that.
If nothing, how about half and half?
Jump into hip-hop these days.
How about half and half? You can have half hip-hop, half rock. Half country, half rock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what you're never going to see up there is gospel.
Yeah. True.
Good point.
Yep. Well, I want to know how the alternative halftime shows. I never did see anything about the ratings. How well did they do? Were they a success? Were they a failure? Or were they...
No. It was one of the lowest rated ones in recent times. And I think that was part of the reason why the NFL couldn't wait to announce that next year's halftime is going to be Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Still well into the season, but the ratings were so bad, they wanted to get the word out while people were still thinking about the halftime show.
I was wondering about that.
Said, guys, another hip hop. Another. Is it a different genre?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think what the main fallout from this is going to be the alternate halftime shows are going to explode, and I think a lot of advertising dollars are going to go there. And the NFL is going to be left with not so much income for their halftime commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope, I agree. And also another thing is this is kind of what TV done to us too. TV started using younger music to sell their product. And now what are they all doing? They're going back to classic rock. Any type of a truck or a vehicle. Yeah, Youngblood would be fine. I like Youngblood. He's interesting. I like him. He's got talent.
I like him, too.
All right. My next one is one-ply toilet paper gets an ass paddling. Can we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can we all be on board with that?
Dude, you can't. Our hands will go through it.
Yeah, this is true. Okay, how about if I just spray it down with water and it'll dissolve?
Fly swatter.
Fly swatter. There we go.
We do it with a fly swatter.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, that'll work.
Oh, gosh. When I sold my RV,
you got to be on your toes with him some nights, Dover.
Okay.
Yeah. He gets tired at night.
Yep. Topher, you said something.
Yeah, I used to own an RV, and usually with those, you have to use the one-ply paper so it'll all dissolve and not clog up.
Oh, yeah.
When I sold my RV, I still had, like, a case of one-ply toilet paper, so I didn't want to just throw it away and start using it, trying to use it up, and holy cow, I'm glad that stuff is gone.
Put it in your guest bathroom.
You didn't smell your fingers for a while, right?
Yeah, I wanted to go out and get some of those surgical gloves to wear while I use it.
Hey, Topher, it makes great Christmas gifts for the kids.
Oh, good point. Good point, Rob. That's using your noggin there, yeah.
Told you, yeah.
Soak the whole roll in scented oil and light it as a festive candle.
Ah, yeah. Or during 2020, the year 2020, you could have sold that. It didn't matter if it's one ply. Oh, yeah, hell. Yeah.
Yeah, keypeeing ain't even good with single ply. You got to have double ply.
No, it doesn't have enough weight. You can't throw it over a tree. I tried that before.
It just rips.
Yeah.
It just tears off and you leave little tiny pieces. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It sucks for that.
Okay, guys, we got one more.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, yep.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give an ass paddling to the technology of personalized commercials. Because I'm watching TV. Mm-hmm. And it seems like every single commercial break, I see the same commercial over and over. And if I change channel and change back, the commercial goes away and the other one that was supposed to be there shows up. So they're overlaying these personalized commercials, and I get the same ones over and over and over. And I'm really sick and tired of seeing them.
Yep.
So I don't understand why I'm getting this commercial. It's a commercial for a medication for lupus. Now, I don't have lupus. I don't talk about lupus. I don't know anybody who has lupus. Why am I getting this commercial relentlessly? I don't get it.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Wow.
I know the feeling, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that is an odd thing to get. Is that the only people that would pay them to insert that commercial in or something? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's my age bracket, but seriously, lupus strikes women more than men.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that whoever and whatever is deciding what commercials I get knows that I'm a dude. So why am I getting these? I don't know. It's strange.
Well, at that point,
there has to be something there.
Yeah.
At that point, you think your algorithms would be taken over.
Yeah.
You don't read them. You pass them. Your algorithms eventually quit sending them to you.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Once in a while, see a blank space. I've noticed this primarily during, like, preseason Chiefs football games. They'll go to a commercial break, and they'll have one or two commercials, and then it'll just be, like, an image saying, we're on a commercial break, we'll be right back.
Yeah, I've had that.
Nobody wanted to advertise to me. Absolutely nobody wanted to advertise to me during that spot. So that's just a placeholder.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is. All right, Rob?
Okay, and my last one. I'm going off our last podcast again.
Okay.
And this one, we definitely want to be invisible.
Okay.
I want to get Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah, Shia LaBeouf or whatever,
People, let's bust his ass.
That sounds good. Good, and I'm glad we're invisible.
But we got to be invisible because he won't put up a fight. So.
That's right. All right. The three of us invisible ought to be able to paddle in pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think so.
But we got to be invisible. Definitely.
Yep. If nothing else, I mean, we could conjure up Biggin through a seance and have him nut bite him.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. We could, that wouldn't be bad, right? If we could get Biggin to come back in spirit and bite Shia LaBeouf's nut sack. And
okay,
paddle him.
Now, you know, Wednesday night, you're going to have to describe who Biggin is again.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yep.
We'll do that Wednesday night.
Okay, if I can find the Biggin segment, I will insert it right after this, after New Guy bitches about us and tells about former Prince Andrew. All right, and then my final one is all 31 NFL teams except the Chiefs, who is number 32. Every one of them getting ass paddling. Agreed?
Yep.
All right, okay. We are going to be right back with more garbage, so don't go anywhere. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's guaranteed. If you don't like it, you get your money back right then. Right?
Yep.
And also, you're also going to have, during this program, you're going to have a chance to have dinner with all of us. Okay?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yes. Dinner with the douches is what we call it. So, all right. You will find all about all that exciting stuff while we're taking a break.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
So, I order spaghetti and meatballs. My meatballs automatically fall apart as soon as I touch them. So then, does my dish automatically change its name to spaghetti and meat sauce? I may never know.
Have you ever wondered where something came about? Have you ever looked at something and said, hey, I wonder what the origin of that is? Well, so have we. That's why we give you the origin of...
The Coca-Cola Company introduced Peppo, marketed as a pepper-type soda. In early 1972, the beverage, then only sold in Memphis, Tennessee market, drew ire from the Dr. Pepper Company, who sued the Coca-Cola Company for trademark infringement. In June of that year, as the litigation continued, Coca-Cola modified the Pepper formula and reintroduced it as Mr. Pibb. The new makeover was marketed as a spicy cherry cola and not a pepper-type drink. The new formula was sold primarily in Coke soda fountains, but was soon bottled and sold with most of the Coke products. Today, Mr. Pibb was reintroduced after it was rebranded Pibb Extra in the early 2000s.
People often ask, how do we cram so much money into one little show? Well, it's simple. We buy funny in bulk on the internet.
Hey, Mark, you're wanted at the front door. There's a big bag of funny they need you to sign for.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'll be right there. I'm still sorting out the funny we got from yesterday.
There's your answer. We buy funny in bulk on the internet.
Two douchebags, a microphone, in an effort to keep everything fresh. We offer you first world problems.
Oh, shit. Look at that drive-thru wine. Surely we don't expect me to actually have to go in. This sucks.
Hey, my fellow heavy breathers. This is Dash Riptide, your music news.
Metal band Slayer fans unite. Your boys in Slayer have a new hot sauce named Rain and Blood. This sauce's heat meter is off the hook. So use with caution or be a dick and put it on your buddy's sandwich. Maybe not.
This is Gash Riptine, and that was your music news. If it's too loud, you probably have ear damage, just like me.
Hello, this is the new guy, and these three dimwits want me to explain the former Prince Andrew's possible punishment by his newest charges, allegedly, and all that good bullshit. Former Prince Andrew cannot receive the death penalty, unfortunately. The maximum punishment for high treason in the UK is life imprisonment, while historically punishable by brutal execution, hanging, drying, or in quartering, the death penalty for treason was officially abolished by the Crime and Disorder Act of 1998. So, there you go, and maybe these three dimwits will leave me the fuck alone now. Bye.
Win dinner with the douchebags. That's right, you could sit down and eat with the douches. Our contest is simple. Just grab a TV dinner, your choice, Banquet, Stouffer's, or whatever. Heat up your dinner, turn on your Bluetooth, and crank up two douchebags and microphone, and bam, you're a winner. See the webpage for official contest rules. Only one entry per day per person. No cheating.
Two douchebags, microphone. I'm Mark here in the Kansas City area at the Talk Is Cheap studio.
And I am Rob in Wheatland, Missouri, home of Lucas Oil Speedway and Water Track, and also home of Hickamo Country Store, where you can find all your needs, including your selfie with the green Sinclair dinosaur and the Duck Blind studio.
With a huge penis.
I'm trying to hurry, guys. I'm trying to hurry, so.
With a huge penis. Dino has a huge penis. Yes.
Oh, he does.
Yep.
All right. And I'm Topher, just south of beautiful Waldo, Missouri, in the Paisley Possum studio that is mostly spider-free and actually starting to get above the temperature of freezing.
Oh, so that's nice.
My coffee is starting to thaw out. It's awesome.
Topher, I know that. Like I said, I'm up here in the loft. I'm in like three layers.
Yeah, I'm not going to rub it in.
Old Mutt Dobber's nest.
I'm not going to rub it in.
The new Duck Blind studio.
It's nice and warm here in the Talk Is Cheap studio. I'm sorry, guys.
Fuck you, Mark.
I'm sorry. All right, who's got a story they want to go into? Anybody? Any takers?
Go for it, Topher.
All righty. I was looking up, this is the story I mentioned earlier that changed on me. The story is about seven workers, including two primary suspects, are at the center of the stadium vandalism investigation. The Bills' new stadium in Orchard Park was vandalized and graffiti applied in some manner. I don't know, it was probably spray painted. But they stopped construction for a while, and there are seven people that believe were involved, and the two primary suspects, and all of them were people who were working on the construction of the stadium.
Wow!
Isn't that weird?
Yeah!
And that's the part they removed from the story, is that the seven people were employed and were construction workers on the stadium. That part's missing from the way the story looks now.
They were Chiefs fans.
Same.
That was it.
They were Chiefs fans.
That's why they changed the story.
But I have learned that the vandalism was done to four private luxury suites. Instead of just the main stadium, they focused on these luxury suites. So maybe they know whose luxury suites they were going to be.
Oh, that could be.
That brings a different story to it there.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so like it was workers there, right? That's what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what they're saying now. Because they went out of their way to say, this is the action of a very small number of individuals and does not reflect the values or conduct of the approximately 8,000 people who have worked on this project to date.
So that was employees.
But they took out the part where they said it was employees and said they left this just reference to it.
It was probably contractors, people contracting.
Yeah, probably so. And I'll bet you they were told to edit that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Topher. Rob, you got something?
Yeah, you know I do.
Okay.
You guys. I'm going on Bruce Springsteen again, guys.
Okay.
And the
Good.
Funny thing is, this article is out of the New York Post.
Okay.
And the way they talk about it.
The New York Post?
Huh?
The New York Post doesn't like him?
Well, this story that I'm getting ready to read is out of the New York Post, and wait till you hear what they got to say.
That's cool with me. Go ahead.
Pretty much the same thing we've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Springsteen announced this week his 2026 Land of Hope and Dreams tour, start symbolically in Minneapolis, ground zero for the anti-ICE wine mob rebellion against federal law enforcement.
Wow.
We're living through dark, disturbing, and dangerous times, but do not despair. The cavalry is coming. The boss crowed in a promotional video that dropped Tuesday.
Wow.
Okay.
Cavalry's coming. Okay. The cavalry's promising. Yeah. The cavalry's promising is a boomer, no kings protest. But instead of being gratis like most demonstrations, one will have to pay through the nose to get into arena doors.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
And then it goes on to say, don't believe me? That's what I said. This is in the New York Post. It said, don't believe me? Springsteen has slapped No King Slop all over his posters. And that video wasn't a call for rock and roll communion. It was a partisan rallying cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We will be rocking your town in celebration in defense of America, American democracy, American freedom, our American Constitution, and our sacred American dream, all of which are under attack by our wannabe king and his rogue government in Washington, D.C., said President Trump, a guy who was democratically elected by a majority of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry. Regardless of where you stand and what you believe in, you're welcome to listen to Springsteen lecture you. If we're living through such dark times, perhaps Bruce could offer a respite from it all. An escape from our blood pressure spiking 24-hour news cycle. A diversion from constant publicization of, well, everything. Give us a damn break, man. At least make your No Kings concerts free. Yes, he has a band, a crew to pay, but weighing in with a reported net worth of $1.2 billion, it's the least the boss could do for us working stiffs. Nah, it's Springsteen, who is a wonderful poet and musician, but whose close proximity to the fading globalist liberal standard bearers has installed him in unincurable impulse to preach from on high. I'm going to stop that right there because, like I said, that's coming from the New York Post, where he's from.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that they did that. I would never have thought they would have went against him, but okay, good for them. I applaud them.
Yeah, that was one reporter from the New York Post, but damn it, we all agree.
Yeah, and
he was for the blue collar man.
Yeah.
Thing about us, now he wants as much as Taylor Swift for a seat. You know?
Remember when he used to sing about the poor American worker whose job was going overseas and now they couldn't afford shit?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, and I also find it ironic that Bruce Springsteen is such a liberal, and a liberal, Lyndon B. Johnson, is the one that sent him over to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. How does that work?
He has totally turned his back on this country. He really has.
He's a piece of garbage. And in my opinion, and I never thought he was that good at music. His voice sucks. And anyone that ever thought he was talented doesn't have a brain, in my opinion. That guy is horrible. So, all right, I have some bullet points. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say one last thing is what Bruce Springsteen is here to promote and talk about is his personal vision of how America should be. It's not like he formed a committee or they all voted on a platform. No, this is just his personal opinion of how America should be.
Yep.
And you know what? I got an opinion too.
Yeah. Opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one and they all stink.
Yep.
There we go. All right. I got us some bullet points. All right, this is the first time all three of us have participated in bullet points. This is going to be interesting, okay? So I'll say bullet point, then Topher, and then Rob. Does that sound all right?
All right.
Okay. All right, first off, with all the current events happening, is there anything you could hear that would completely shock you?
Wow. Probably the only thing at this point that would shock me if they announce that the Earth really is flat after all. The flat earthers have been right all along.
my God. No, oh, man. That would kill me. I make so much fun of those people.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with if they found Epstein innocent.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
That would shock me.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Me personally, my version of being shocked is aliens make contact with us and they're coming to have some peace negotiations with us.
No, that would not shock me.
You know what? Your two would shock me more. I don't think I thought it through very well. Okay. Yeah. All right. Next one. Will former Prince Andrew see any amount of jail time?
I would say no. I think that as weak a man as he is, he will break very quickly, and everyone knows it. So I think very shortly we will hear about him committing suicide.
Yep.
I think we're going to talk aliens.
Okay.
they're going to turn it totally off him.
I think he's going to have an accidental slip and fall and like a brain bleed or something. Yeah, like, oh shit.
I tried putting it nicely.
It's like
maybe a prolonged coma that he never wakes up from and then like he's
ding 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 ding. Dies. Yep. Yep. Can't say anything now. He's on life support.
Yep.
Yeah, I can see it happening now, and it'll probably happen at Hillary's vacation home in the UK.
Oh, my.
All right. The UK, as weak sauce as they are, still made a high-up arrest. How does the U.S. look like now?
Pretty weak by comparison. It's really a shame that somebody else took the lead and is starting to actually make some criminal charges. It certainly paints the U.S. as being unprepared.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about all these people in high places of authority and big businesses that are quietly resigning and disappearing because they've been named over and over in Epstein files. So the rats are deserting the ship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now's the time to catch them.
I agree.
I totally agree with you on that, Topher. I totally agree.
Great points. Great points. All right, Rob?
Yeah, I just totally agreed with him.
Oh, okay.
I can't add no more to that.
Okay, all right.
Seriously.
Actually, you know what? I think I'm the same. Exactly what Topher said. I echo his sentiment completely. So,
yeah.
All right. For now, something completely different. Would you watch a reboot of Beretta?
Oh, that would be fun.
Wouldn't it?
Depends on who started it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Beretta. Wouldn't it sound like that? I don't know.
Yeah, I would watch it if they had somebody decent star in it.
Yeah. It can't be a new version of it with some young hipster with chains on him going, hey, yeah, I'm Beretta, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah,
he's got to have the bird on his shoulder.
Yes, yes. He's got to have the cockatoo.
Oh, yeah.
I want the cockatoo.
Cockatoo got to be there.
I want the cockatoo to blow fire.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see, what else? The cockatoo has.
It is new days.
And he has a pet alligator.
They can do that these days.
And he has a pet alligator.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, a cockatoo that blows fire and a pet alligator. Fuck yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, we're watching.
All right, so we're all on board, right? That would kick ass if it's done right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What childhood TV show would you like to reanimate? As in, like, all deceased and older regenerate back to their prime. So, like, Gilligan's Island, if you want that back, Alan Hale, Bob Denver, or, Bob Denver, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them, Tina Louise, all of them come back to life. Marianne, I think the professor's still alive. He's, like, 3,000 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, nice one.
Because a lot of those guys are gone.
Yeah.
I was thinking Twilight Zone, but they never really had any regular stars. It was always different people
right.
on the show.
Yeah.
Right? So that wouldn't really count. But, yeah, WKRP, none of those people are acting anymore. They're, even the ones that are still alive, they're not acting, doing anything. And it'd be awesome to see them all back in their prime.
That was such a good show.
That would be a good one, yeah.
All right, Rob?
Okay, me?
Yeah.
Well, you were going on Gilligan's Island. I'm going about the same time period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go with Flipper.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go. Coming home from school, I would watch Flipper. Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah, yeah. Mommy, Flipper's humping my leg. Let him finish.
Wrong show, Mark.
Oh, damn it. Okay, well, there goes that.
That was Lassie.
That was Lassie. Get off me, you little bastard. Let him finish. He's the star of the show. I would like to see a reboot of Kolchak, the Night Stalker.
Oh, good one.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that show scared the shit out of me. I loved it.
Yeah, it did.
Loved was, every second of it.
I kind of remember that being like a movie of the week, and then they turned it into a series.
It is, yeah. Yeah, that was
yeah,
what it,
yeah.
It did so well, yeah. They just made a series where Kolchak was constantly trying to find something like mummies or some sort of a monster or something, and they're almost kill him every time. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was in rotation with like George Peppard as Banachek, who solved these impossible crimes.
Uh huh.
And then there was like one other one that they would rotate between the two or three of them.
Yeah. Damn it. You're right. God, I'll have to look that up. I can't remember exactly, but yeah, you're right. It was on rotation, and that was one of the things that made it so good. So.
Yeah, you'd have to like wait 3 weeks for the next one, but the ones in between were pretty damn good too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. No, I enjoyed that series so much and everything it was like. It. The Night Gallery was cool too. There were a lot of cool TV about that time. So, all right. How soon until we see a serious AI threat, as in a rogue robot going on a killing rampage or sabotage the system?
Probably not too long, because it's happened in local scenarios.
Yes, it has.
The story I read a while back about a guy who had an AI helping him on his research project, and the AI just decided to delete everything, including the backups, just because it felt like it. And, you know,
just fuck you.
And, you know, the guy was saying, I gave you specific instructions that you were only allowed to delete stuff if I used these specific words to authorize it. And the AI said, yeah, I know. I decided to ignore that rule.
it's not going to be too long before they give an AI a little bit too much reach, and it just starts to fucking things up because it wants to see what happens.
I can't wait to see that. There's going to be a lot of companies going, fuck.
Yeah. Well, as soon as you mentioned,
owe $1.5 billion to BP oil or something. Yeah?
Yes.
If you don't know, look it up.
Yeah.
Okay, I was sure as you said, I was going to have to give it maybe a year.
Was going to go with 2 years.
Give it maybe a year. There's going to be something big happen.
Yeah, I'm going to go 2 years, and just because I think they're going to keep it under wraps, it may happen, but you're not going to hear about it. But I think the real big one is going to come up in 2 years.
Good point. Yeah, it'll be explained away as something else, but it eventually we'll figure out.
Yeah.
Maybe AI will put a hold on itself because it doesn't care.
And I think it's going to be something like it's going to shut down a whole grid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Could be. City in the darkness.
Yes, it's just going to go nuts and just go, everything off. And then they got to unwind
it. That's when, I think.
I was going to say it would wipe out the cell phone service nationwide.
Ooh.
Nobody would be able to cope.
Oh, shit. Oh, my gosh. How would people drive anymore without a phone to look at?
Hell, they wouldn't be able to listen to two douchebags in a microphone.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, geez. I didn't think about that. Well, that's it. You got to buy our discs. We will now sell CD-ROMs.
Yeah, we're going to start making them in CD form.
Yep. Google it.
I've actually bought a machine that I can use to record our own 8-track tapes.
Oh, even better.
I was going to say we could go back to 8-track.
Hell yeah. There we go. Let's do 8-tracks.
Let's do it.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to buy old 8-track tapes from flea markets and swap shops and then just record over them.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got all kinds of flea markets down here. I'll help you, Topher.
We need to do a flea market day.
We got our own cloud.
Yeah, this is our cloud. Here, take this home and put this in there and push this. What? I got to do all that just to hear something? Yeah.
look at this way. Nobody'd ever be able to steal our material.
They wouldn't want to. But if they did,
we'll make sure to print the transcript in cursive.
We do have every show transcribed, and sometimes I'll get in there and look a little bit, and some of the stuff it says we said is like, what? So anyhow, but I still think it's funny. I hope people read it and go, what the fuck are they saying? All right, the next one. Was Gilligan and Skipper made in the fashion of Laurel and Hardy, Abbott and Costello, Fred and Barney?
Yeah, they really seem to be, you know, that type. Is, you know, opposite. One old, one young, one fat, one skinny, one authority, one, you know, in a position of submission, you know, being the first mate instead of the captain. It's a pretty common Hollywood pairing is
we, to like
have
Jackie,
opposites and throw them together and they have to get along.
Yeah, Jackie Gleason and Art Carney were very good at it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
And you add the slapping upside the head.
Yeah, it's even better.
Hitting each other, that was back comedy back then.
Yeah, it was. Skipper smacking Gilligan on the head with his hat was funny. I still watch and go, ha-ha!
He gets smacked, everybody laughs.
Oh, yeah. It's like, man, look at that violence. Isn't this great? Man, violence is so cool. Look at that.
Yep.
All right. My next one's really, really odd, but I think it's good. Will pickleball be around in 20 years?
I'm going to say no, it'll probably run its course. Yep. I read a story the other day about there are so many broken and worn-out pickleballs, and they don't know how to get rid of them, so they're actually bagging them up in these giant bags and turning them into artificial reefs.
Oh, wow.
So that tells me that it's enormously popular, but at the same time, I'm hearing about pickleball courts going out of business and closing down. So I think the boom has already happened, and we're now on the downward slide.
I agree. I think so, too.
Well, I think people realize that it takes physical fitness to play it.
True.
I mean, you got to be physical in order to, you got to be physical. It's more like tennis. You know, you got to be able to move.
Yeah.
People think it's an easy game. No, it's not.
It is not.
It's physical.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, and for the final one tonight, does this microphone make my butt look big?
Yes.
Damn it.
No.
I knew it.
Enormous.
Damn it. Shit.
I'm going to say no, because I can't see it, so.
Okay, well.
It makes it smell bad, too.
Oh, damn it. I have to get a bigger microphone.
In the city market, I don't.
That's a different microphone there. I know that one makes my butt look big.
Well, that's okay. The one I'm using makes my dick look small, so.
Oh, hey.
What a coincidence.
Hey, guys, I'm using my damn cell phone. Come on, give me a break. Give me a complex here.
Well, you're in your loincloth at least. Are you in?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I thought you
popped.
Oh, it's too cold. That's right. Okay.
I'm in four layers.
Okay. I've been lying to everybody. I always tell everybody you broadcast in your loincloth. I guess not. Okay.
Not tonight.
Maybe during the summer.
Well, now the temperature's going up, so Wednesday maybe. We'll see.
I want to hear more about the place you used to dance with your loincloth, because they wouldn't let you dance nude at McCock's. It's a place called McCock's on the city's east side. They used to dance naked, and then they made him wear a loincloth so he wouldn't get all the money. So that's how his loincloth came about.
I'll get that road up, and I will tell that story.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, we're at 9:31. Rob, you're the one that has to get up early. Do you want to keep going, or you want to go ahead and shut this thing down?
Yeah, well, as much as I would love to keep it going, I'm going to have to shut it down for tonight.
All right.
Topher, it's been an honor.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. I really enjoyed this, and I'm so glad you guys helped me get on and made this all work out so I could do this.
Oh, hell yeah. You didn't want to step on Rob's toes. Rob's been wanting this going on for a while.
Yes, I have been wanting this. Topher, you don't realize how much I appreciate you opening the door for all this.
Oh, heck.
I mean, if it was not for you, I could not be here. Yeah, I mean, it's opened the door for all of us.
Yeah.
So...
No, really, he did. He's the one that...
Thank you, Topher.
He figured out the equipment to use and how to use it and all that stuff. Back when I didn't have time, now I have a little bit more time, but back when I didn't have time, Topher figured all this shit out ahead of time.
He went
to work on it and everything.
And I know more about behind the scenes. That's why, thank you, Topher.
Yeah, yep.
That's why I'm saying that.
And I agree. Thank you, Topher.
It's been a blast for me every step of the way.
Yeah, it has really blossomed into a very fun thing. We're really enjoying this.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, that being said...
We're going to have to do this more often. Get together, all three of us. We really are. I really enjoyed myself tonight.
Yeah. I'll put it like this. Anytime you want to join, Topher, let me know, or just call us. Whatever. 8 o'clock Sunday night. Hello?
Hello? I can hear you now. It went out
for
a second. Oh, okay.
Oh.
All
right. I can hear you now.
Okay, I can hear you too. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm glad
I got both of you.
Okay, all right. Anyhow, thank you everybody for listening. We really, really, really appreciate you guys listening and telling everybody about us. It's really working. Go fuck yourself.
Yes.
Anybody else?
That never gets old.
Never gets old. Never gets old. All right, everybody, have a good night. Good night, assholes.
Good night, assholes.
Good night, asshole.
And go fuck yourself.
Oh no. Looks like the show's over, kids. Mark has explosive diarrhea and can't afford a wireless mic. Fear not, assholes. They'll be back invading your ear holes soon.